am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello there, everybody. Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Today is Monday, October 7th. You are listening to Purpose Talk Radio, and I am Cindy Freeman, your host. I must start off today thanking Jan Revelle, the previous host, and my mentor for this show. Last couple of weeks, she's stayed in the background, answered phones for me, and been there as we've made this transition into a new way of life for me and for her. As Jan goes off to do her body linguistics, which I know she's renamed, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the new name. And then I move into this position as hosting Purpose Talk Radio. We'd like to thank True Trinity for our theme song, I Am Who I Am. You can reach True Trinity at TrueTrinity.com. And those members are Rachel Martinez, Jillian Clark, and myself. And they are some fantastic co-writers. I just love those ladies. You know, you come together with a role of spirit and never know what's going to happen. When we originally met, it was down in Florida at the Posse Music Awards, like 3 years ago. Seems like, sometimes seems like a long time, and sometimes seems like yesterday because of the connection that was made. And that's what this entire show is about. Purpose Talk Radio is about finding your purpose, your soul purpose, moving forward in it, and even sharing how you've come to that space and that time. So I invite you all to sit back, listen, feel free to participate in the conversation that's going on, both in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And there's two different types of conversations. Of course, the one in the chat room is very much just chat, hang out, greet those who come by. Purpose Talk Conversations is a little more about the meat of the show. And the conversation for today is pinned to the top of the Facebook page. So you are welcome to be a part of that, or it will be in a moment when I go back over there and remember to pin it. So feel free to discuss in the thread that says it is for October 7th today. The other piece of this is that if you wish to learn about any of our guests, past or future, or today's guest, who will be Reverend Patty Pipia, you can do that at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Although you can find the archives to any of our shows, as well as send us information if you'd like to be a guest, or know of someone who'd like to be a guest, or if you'd like to sponsor or donate to the show to keep it on the air. We may be doing some expansion and some other things up the road. That's to be seen. We're looking for some sponsors to be able to allow that to happen, and in discussion with some people that might come and become more involved in Purpose Talk Radio. We'll see how that goes up the road, and we'll keep you posted. So I think having said all of that wonderful housekeeping stuff that we have today, I'm going to introduce you to our guest and bring her into the airwaves. Let's see here. Our guest today is Patty Pipia. She is a Unity minister as well as an international speaker and healer. She does a lot of work in the metaphysical area. And I'll let her tell a little bit more about herself as well as what she does. But one of her main quotes, affirmations, daily prayers, if you have it, is you are greatly loved. and shares that, you know, in her teachings, in her writings, on her website. Basically, Patty teaches that love needs to come from a place of spiritual healing, overcoming those obstacles, those things that you think are part of your past, you know, are part of your present life just because they're the past, and they're not. And she'll explain that a little bit more, I'm sure. Right, Patty?
That's right, Cindy. Thank you.
So,
hello, everybody. Glad to be here. And, Cindy, you're so right. You know, one of my mottos is that you are greatly loved. And I really feel that all of us have truly forgotten how greatly loved we are by God, that there isn't anything we could ever do, say, or be that would turn God's love away from us. And I believe that a lot of our challenges in life, our fears in life, our physical challenges as well as emotional challenges all stem from that we forget that we are greatly loved by God. And so that's why I really hold on tight and try to tell people somewhere along in my conversation with them or in my writings or my sermons, my lessons, my healing work, whatever it is, that, you know, there isn't anything we can do to have God stop loving us. It's just something that we have picked up along the way in our human experience that we think that we're not loved, but we truly are.
How did you come to the place of being where you are right now? I know that's always a loaded question, but it's like something, I like to start with our guests and explain a little bit of their background.
Well, you know, I think all of my life since I was a child, Cindy, that I always knew I was supposed to be of service to God in some way, shape, or form. You know, I came into this world with some very interesting gifts. But at that time, you know, I didn't know that they were spiritual gifts from God. Like I had the gift of prophecy when I would sleep at night and have dreams. The dreams would end up coming real. I would have out-of-body experiences, they were out-of-body experiences. And when I shared those things with my mother, she said, well, let's just not talk about those things, you know, because I don't think she really even understood what they were. But down deep inside, I just knew I wanted to know more about who I truly was as a person. And I also came into this world knowing that there's more to life than what I was seeing. And I was determined to figure that out in this lifetime. What is the more to life? Because, you know, I think we're all sort of grow up and we think, oh, yeah, you know, I need to get an education, get a job, get married, have kids, you know, have a house, get a dog, thing with the white picket fence, the American dream. To me, there's more to life than just that. I think we're all here to learn who are we and what's our purpose. So for a really long time, even when I was a teenager, I would just be so interested in personal growth and spirituality. I was born and raised a Catholic, went to Catholic grammar school, but, you know, it just did not feed my soul. It just didn't nurture me in the way that I wanted it to. So I just began a pursuit to find out the more to life, because I know that intuitively that all of us know that there is more to life.
Well, so how did you pursue that? Was it reading?
I just think I did a lot of journaling, listening to personal growth classes and things like that. Then somebody introduced me to Unity, which is a non-denominational religion, and it was metaphysical, and it had metaphysical interpretation of the Bible. So even way back then, I got started feeding me. And I'm like, yeah, this is the mortal life that I'm looking for. There's more meaning. You know, in the Bible, they talk about the letter of the word and the spirit of the word. Well, I've always been into the spirit of the word. Let's go beyond the black and white of the word. And what does it mean to me? How does it apply in my life today? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So I guess, and then I got so involved with Unity that, I became a teacher and then I became a minister. And I always believed also that there was something bigger than just my personality. And then I discovered that there was the Spirit of God in me. So I was just always called, I guess, to answer your question, Cindy. I was always called to do something. I just had this, hunger and thirst for spiritual righteousness, I guess is the best way for me to describe it. And I just came into this world with it, and I'm still pursuing it in a lot of ways because I feel that, you can never learn too much about yourself or about God, or about life itself.
Okay, when you say spiritual, I mean, you talked about being raised in a Catholic family or upbringing, which is considered religion. I know Unity also is considered a religion or a movement. So how do you separate the two, the spirituality versus the religious teachings of your upbringing?
Well, I think you, first of all, Cindy, you can find, spirituality in religion if you want to, okay? Religion to me is like an organized philosophy, something that man made. Did Jesus go around teaching Judaism? Did Jesus go around teaching Christianity? Did Jesus go around teaching baptism? Being a Baptist or a Lutheran or a Methodist, those religions were all created by man. So to me, you can find spirituality in religion if you want to go further and deeper than what, maybe the teacher or the minister or the rabbi or the priest is teaching you. I think spirituality is who you are, who you show up in life to be, what you really live. To me, just recently I came to the understanding that either we're on the path of spiritual, people say, I'm on the path of spirituality. Well, I've taken it to where I say, I'm on the path of being a mystic. And I have to discover what these laws mean to me, and how I apply them in my life, and who I become from living these laws. Because if you look at the mystics of life, they've had some incredible challenges that they had to encounter and to overcome. And they had to walk through maybe a lot of pain and discomfort, or they had to walk through a lot of fears and doubts and insecurities. But they did it, because they trusted the laws of the universe. Now, you and I both know that there's a lot of people who are on the spiritual path, and they proclaim they're on the spiritual path, and they'll be more than happy to tell you how you need to live your life according to these laws. But the person that I mainly listen to is the one who's living it, not the one who's talking about it. Even Jesus said, he called the Pharisees hypocrites, because they would talk about the law. They would tell other people how to live it, but they themselves didn't live it. And I'm not saying that everybody on the spiritual path is a Pharisee or a hypocrite, but I feel like there isn't, there's a place where you go and you say, I really believe in this, and yes, I'll walk through this discomfort to be spiritually healed, or to be spiritually evolved, or to come more from my authentic self. And that's what I believe you know, the art of spiritual healing is about is that you're not afraid to look inside of yourself, and you're not afraid to be honest with, oh, my God, I really do have a fear about that. Oh, my God, yeah, I could do better. Or, oh, yes, you know, I have unresolved issues here. You know, it takes a big person to say, yeah, I got issues here and I'm working on them. So there's a lot to the difference of, you know, religion and spirituality and mysticism. But in reality, Cindy, if you go beyond all these words, who's living it? That's the one that you really want to listen to, because they're going to talk from authority. They're going to talk from a knowingness of how to apply these laws and to get through the change, because you know they've been there. When they say, I understand what you're going through, by the vibration of the words, I understand, you know they've walked it. Does that make sense?
Right, right. Yeah, and like you said, I've seen a lot of people in life, it's like all they want to do is say, you know, live as I live, but yet you look at how they live and it doesn't seem to coincide with those words.
Mm-mm.
And
right.
It's like, I think it's kind of like, I don't know, I don't want to say a sponsor in 12-step, but that's what's coming to mind right now. You know, these programs, these support groups and these programs that say, you know, find someone who has what you want and find out how they did it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Same with spirituality. Find someone who's living a life that is what you'd like to become or what you're led to become, and find out how they did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, well, you know, what tools or what access do they have that has helped them to become who they are? You know, a lot of people, they don't want to go to therapy because they think, you know, oh, my God, what are people going to think if I go to therapy? They're going to probably think, my God, look, they're a healthy person. They're really trying to get help. You know, or if they have addiction problems, do they go and find a program that can work? Someone who's in personal growth, you know, are they doing things to help them stretch and grow in life?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're right, Cindy, you're right. You know, where are people turning to?
Right.
You know,
and I don't...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, it's not like it's all books or all a therapy or all a one, you know, one catch thing at all. You know, what I'm hearing you say, I think, is that, you know, if you need something other than an outside force, you know, you get everything from the inside, correct? But if you need an
mm-hmm.
outside force to help bring that what's inside of you out to the world,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't hurt to use that, to use those things, because that's what they're there for. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Well, our topic is the art of spiritual healing, and I want to let anyone know if they'd like to call in today, they can do so at 347-205-9074. Again, that number is 347-205-9074. And, you know, Patty's going to talk a little bit more about this healing process and what we can do with that. But there's some other things that I know she wants to share with us, too, as we go through here. So, art of spiritual healing. Okay, we've talked about going on the outside. So now, what is there a way someone can recognize that something's just not right, that they need to look at this healing process to be able to move forward to their destiny, to their purpose? Might be a little bit loaded question. But.
You know, Cindy, there's a lot of people that they don't realize that our thoughts and our belief system and our feelings affect our body. Okay? And when we don't deal with our emotions, where does that energy go? Where, you know, if you're not processing your hurt, your pain, your unforgiveness, you're not learning from it, from the experience, all that negative energy is poison to our bodies. So this energy just continues to float around and float around, and then we have more experiences, and it's like a snowball effect. Let's take forgiveness, because that's a major thing in life people just don't do, is forgive themselves and really forgive others. So all this unforgiveness, this anger, this hatred, this not good enough, or what are people going to think of me, you know, if I come from my real self, if I say what I really think, what I really feel, you know, it's fear. So all this energy begins to just cluster up inside of you. And our bodies are complete and made up of all energy. So all these unresolved issues continue to move through our body. And then there's so much of it, it begins to latch itself on to some part of our body. Or we get upset, you know, stomach aches, or we get headaches, or we get terminal illness. But if you look in our society, that there are so many heart conditions. People have high blood pressure, there's strokes, there's heart attacks. Why? Why? The heart is symbolic of love. It pumps, it's the life force that pumps the blood or the energy of God throughout our entire body to keep it functioning correct. And if we cannot love ourselves, how can we love another human being? People say, oh, I love that person more than I love myself. I say that's impossible. Mm-hmm. And people say, oh, I love God, but I don't love myself. I say again, that is impossible. Because the true divinity in life is love God, love yourself, and love your neighbor. It's the Trinity. It's all the same thing. We are an extension of God. Our neighbor is an extension of us. So, heart conditions are caused from unforgiveness, or they don't feel they're worthy of love, or they don't feel life is worthy of their love, so there's no balance of the inflow and the outflow of love. And so there's a congestion of energy that gets into the heart that begins to cause blockage. There's that energy that will accelerate our blood pressure, because maybe we don't feel worthy enough to be loved. Or we end up going out in life and hating what we do for a living, but we go there because it pays the bills. Do you know, Cindy, that there's more heart attacks on Monday morning than any day of the week?
Wow.
Why? Because people hate getting up and going to work again. Because they stay in jobs that don't bring them joy or satisfaction. And we were all created by God to do what we love, what brings joy to our hearts. And again, the talk show is purposeful, purpose talk. Well, we all have a purpose inscribed in our hearts, in our spiritual DNA, that God gave to us when we were conceived in the mind of God, that when we came here to earth to express. But we find all these excuses not to do what brings us joy in life because, well, maybe we're not going to make enough money. How am I going to pay the bills? Maybe I'll wait until, you know, I'm older and I'm better. Maybe when I have more money, maybe I don't have enough education, I won't do this. We find all the reasons not to do it. And why? Because of fear. Because of fear.
Right. And I've heard the quote, it went out of my mind as fast as it came in. You know, love what you do and never have to work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's where it comes from.
Do what you love and the money will come. And that's true, but, you know, we have to have some wisdom, too. You know, we got to make sure we have a business plan and, you know, if we're going into our own business. But, you know, but, yeah, why not? I mean, I've worked for hospice. And I've been a witness to a lot of people who died. None of them ever said, gee, I wish I worked longer hours. Gee, I wish I spent more time on the computer. Gee,
right.
I wish, you know, I did something else in life. Is mainly what I hear. If I had my life to do it all over again, I'd do it differently. People say, oh, yeah, I want to spend more time with my family, but... You know, we've created our own mess. We've created our own mess in our own consciousness, and we're responsible for cleaning it up. And then, you know, if people have stomach problems, look at why they have stomach problems. You know, go beyond the appearance of the diagnosis, well, you know, you've got stomach problems. The stomach is a digestive system. It takes the nourishment out of the food that we eat and then eliminates the rest, correct?
Yep.
So if people are having stomach problems or cancer of the stomach, we got to sit back and say, okay, what are the things in my life that I have not processed or that I have not digested appropriately? To take the nutrition from this experience and to let go of the rest.
All right, are you picking on me? Are you picking on me?
Well, there you go. And then, you know, let's look at, you know, the colon. You know, there's a lot of colon cancer running around. Why? Why don't we look? Why don't we ask ourselves if we're experiencing something like that? Why, you know, why is this happening to me? Well, what is it we're not letting go of? What is it that we're holding on to so tight that it's eating away at us? Cancer is a life-eating disease. So the question is, we always have to find out, what is it that's eating away at us? So it's more than just the disease. If you went beyond the disease, the disease is only the effect. What's the cause?
Right.
What's the cause?
Well, and it was this morning, just before the show, when I picked up the call, I was sharing with Patty that, you know, my stomach was acting up, which is why I say, is she kind of picking on me here a little bit? And, you know, I know you're not really, but, you know, exactly. I had to stop and go, okay, did I put the right foods in it this weekend? Is it just a bit of nerves of really doing, you know, this show now without a quote-unquote backup system and my mentor sitting on the line and being able to rescue me and, you know, things like that, you know, or is there something else going on? Or is it just one of those days that, you know, whatever it was does not want to agree with me? And, you know, it seems like that's what it is. But, you know, I have to keep looking at that periodically throughout the day. I know because I have a system that is very susceptible to picking up my emotions, you know, and picking up energy that's around me and what other people are doing, saying, being, and, you know, and I know technically, you know, I really can't care, quote unquote, what other people say about me. I need to care about what I portray and put out to the world. And I think that's the same, hopefully, with our listeners. You know, they need to care about who they are and what they're doing to put out an energy that they're comfortable with in the world. And not worry about what people are wanting to, you know, put on them. Because that's where it becomes uncomfortable, too. Other people are saying, oh, you need to do this.
Well, you know, like you said, we're all here created for our own path. How can one person say you need to be?
We don't need to be anything. You know, I always think it goes down to what is it that we desire to be? It's not about what we desire. You know, we're human beings. We're not human doings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's a big difference here. But, you know, we're all caught up from our society about doing, overachieving. Everything's not good enough. Our society is always telling us we're not good enough. But you know what? Cindy, in God's eyes, we are good enough. We are good enough. So how come we can't accept ourselves as good enough and begin to investigate as a spiritual being that we are good enough? Why do we keep giving our power away to society and humankind, which is only a temporary thing, when God is the only real power and real essence of life itself? We're misplacing our power. We're misplacing our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you want to go back to religion or spirituality. You know what? Who cares what the difference is? Who cares? The bottom line is, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that's inside of you. It's not outside of us. It's only going to come outside of us once we release the energy from us to attract it in. And if it's good, bad, or indifferent, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're experiencing, it's going to be made manifest out here. But in the long run, it's all good. Even if we can't see it in the moment, it's all good. But it's up to us to see the good in it.
So do you have a way that people can find this goodness in themselves and can learn to forgive and love themselves?
It's something that I work on. And, Cindy, you have known me long enough. You know, what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I am not going to be holier than thou. And this is it's something that I have to work on every single day. And my biggest desire is always to know God. You know, I want to know God. I don't want to just talk about God. I want to know God personally. And I think one of the greatest tools we have is to just focus on our breathing, you know, and to calm our thoughts down, to release those thoughts that are like flying monkeys in our head, you know. From the Wizard of Oz. That's, you know, all those crazy thoughts that run around. And to become still enough. In fact, to even feel the stillness at the end of your breath before you take the next breath. You know, it's practicing forgiveness of self. You know, there's so much, and people that say, I don't need to forgive anybody, and, you know, I'm good with myself. And then I always say, then why are you here? Why aren't you at the level that Jesus Christ is? Because then you have no ego left. But there is so much that is cramped in our subconscious mind, whether it's from previous lives or from this life, that we don't even remember that we got to forgive ourselves for. So the other thing that I work at doing on a daily basis is at least taking 3 minutes out of the day and focus on my breathing and say, Patty, I forgive you. I forgive you and all other people who may have harmed you. I forgive you. And not from my head, but to say this with my attention in my heart, Cindy, with my attention in my heart, because God is not an intellectual process. God is love. God is energy. And God is a journey. It's not a destination. God is the journey. If God is unlimited, if we truly believe that God is unlimited, then it's a journey. Because we'll never know until we get there. What the master teacher himself said, these things that I do, you shall do, and even greater. And I always ask myself, what's greater than the ascension? I don't know. I'm not there yet. I have crucifixion. I have tomb time. That's the processing time. And then when I figure out what the lesson is and learn the lesson, then I have many spiritual ascensions. That means I step into a higher consciousness about myself and about my life. So it's just doing these little mini things. We don't have to sit down for an hour and go, for an hour, you know. First of all, you know, I don't think any of us can really handle it. So why not start out with 3 minutes here and there throughout the day, at least at the beginning of your day and at the end of your day? And you all have time. If you take a shower in the morning, you could do it in the shower. Speak the word. You can even speak the word. I forgive myself. I stop beating myself up. I am perfect the way that I am. I choose this day to see myself the way God sees me. Spiritually perfect.
Yeah, there's an old commercial that I kind of take after when I'm struggling with a lot of stuff in my head, and it's in the shower. It's like, I'm going to wash this junk right out of my head, you know?
Uh-huh.
Let it wash down the drain. Let it just go away, you know? And sometimes that physical image is just what I need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know you do meditations, you know, as part of your lessons and things. Would you want to lead us through, like, a little more concrete of what you do with the breathing and with the forgiveness in a meditation?
Absolutely, Cindy. You know, we can do it right now if you'd like.
Sounds good. We could do that.
Okay. So even these listeners that might be listening now, I ask for you just to sit down in a very quiet place, you know, within yourself. And let wherever you're at, let the chair or the couch just support you. And just feel the breath of God that is moving through you. As you know, there is no thought on your part to breathe. Our bodies just do it. And I always say that this is not my breath, but it is the breath of God that lives, moves, and has its being through me, as me. And just feel that breath, and as you breathe in this beautiful breath of life itself, exhale out maybe any anxieties or fears or doubts or insecurities that you may have. Because this is your moment in time today to honor the Spirit of God that is within you. The Spirit of God that so much adores you for who and what you are right now. And as you breathe in, just feel the peacefulness of that breath and exhale out anything that you feel is not working for you right now in your life. Just breathe in the light of God. See this incredible light being brought into your nostrils and down into your lungs and filtrating out into your heart and throughout your entire body. And just affirm silently to yourself or out loud, I am the breath of God. I am the breath of God. The breath of God is breathing through me, as me. Feel the peace come over your body. Feel the stress and the tension just fall away out of your body and onto the floor. I am the breath of God. The breath of God is the life that I am. The breath of God is the breath that I am. God breathes into the nostrils of man. A manifestation to God form. Feel the power of your breath. That is God's breath in you, as you. Through this breath of God, I can do all things. For this breath of God is the source of all that I am. Feel the power. Feel the presence. Feel the energy of life itself in this incredible breath. As you breathe in this breath of God, feel the unconditional, pure love. Know that this breath is renewing, restoring, rejuvenating, and regenerating every cell and fiber of your being. Every cell and fiber of your being is emanating the love, the light, the wholeness and the completeness that God is inside of you. Call forth the energy of God from the Spirit of God in you. To be made manifest through you. Feel the release of the energy. Feel the vibration. For this is who you truly are. Divine idea. Divine thought in the mind of God that has taken on form. You are a divine heir to this kingdom. Wealth, fullness, completeness, and prosperity and wealth of all kinds. Stand before the light of God. See it pouring upon you. Reach your hands up to the light. Say, Lord, here I am, ready to serve and ready to receive. Thy will be done in and through me. For the glory of you. We give you thanks, dear God, for these moments of renewal. For these moments of awakening. Of who and what we truly are and what we are worthy of. We say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the abundance that we have received in these moments of prayer and meditation and acknowledgement of you. And so it is. Amen.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Cindy. What did you say?
I said deep breath now on that one. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for allowing me to allow people to have an experience of the God of their understanding. Because this is something, you know, we don't do every day. We don't make time for God. But God always has time for us. With every breath we take, God is always there. God has never left us desolate. God has never forgotten about us. God has never gotten too busy for us. God is just God. God is love. And love is always present. But I think that we just forget to call on this presence and this power to be called forth through us. You know, in the story of creation, God said, let there be light, and there was light. You know, and a light came out of the chaos. And so when we have chaos, how come we are not calling forth the light of God? God, let there be light in this chaos of mine. And then be still and listen and to be aware of the light that God is going to shine upon our path. You know? We just forget. That's the human part of us. We all forget. But when we do remember, we go, wow, why didn't I think of this earlier? You know? Why didn't I do this earlier? What was wrong with me? Well, we got, you know, that ego, it's pretty powerful, you know. It can take us down some side roads that we really don't want to go on.
Yeah.
And I've heard that a lot of people. It's like, oh, well, I went through my day and, oh, yeah. And then I decided to pray about it. Or then I decided to sit down for 5 minutes and relax. And even that, you know, is their way of, like you said, the God of their understanding may just be to sit by a tree. It might be to go for a walk. It might be whatever. It doesn't, you know, we use the word God in this, you know, today as we're talking, and you said the God of your understanding, you know, whatever that might mean to you, I want to make sure, you know, listeners understand that I'm not professing, you know, a certain way of belief or a certain faith here. You know, it's your understanding and what you resonate with.
Yeah, what is it that you think is bigger than you, you know? And a lot of people, you know, the word God has gotten a lot of bad raps because, you know, people just think it's this supreme being in the sky that's keeping records over us. And nobody's ever told them that God is really an energy field. It's a creative energy field. And it's not a person. It's not a being. You know, it's a spirit that creates. And, you know, I remember one time somebody said to me that a true atheist is somebody who doesn't believe in themselves. Because it's the spirit of life that's inside of them that we call God. And if we can't believe in ourselves, how can we ever create more life?
Yeah, and just like you said before, we're an energy field as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're electrons. If we break our body down as far down as we can possibly go, Cindy, we're electrons. We're a body of light. And that's what Jesus meant when he said, you are the light of the world. He knew his quantum physics. He knew his quantum physics. Because that's what we are. We are light beings. What is God? It's light, love, creative energy. And we have the ability to tap into it. But we can only do that when we're quiet, in the stillness.
Okay.
You know, God speaks to us in between our thoughts. What makes music so beautiful is the space in between each note. So when God speaks, or life speaks to us, it's through the stillness between our thoughts. Then that divine intelligence of the universe that Einstein proves its existence of is when it speaks to us. But if our mind is always chitter-chatting, it's hard for us to hear the voice of life speaking to us. You know, I love that biblical verses, peace be still and know that, you know, that I am God. The modern day version is sit down, shut up, and listen. That's my modern day version of peace be still and know that I am God. Sit down, shut up, and listen. We don't listen. We all think we know it all. And look at me, talking away here throughout this entire show of yours. Oh, my God. Well, you know, Cindy, I've had fun. That's all I can say.
Here you go. It works. It works.
Yeah. And we didn't get any callers? Nobody wanted to ask any deep, profound questions that I can ponder?
No, I was just looking at that. And I want to remind people that if you'd like to call in, you can do so at 347-205-9074. There is a discussion at the Blog Talk chat room for this show. And there's also a discussion page at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. And folks can go there after the show, during the show, whatever, and be a part of that. Also, for those that might have been traveling or not able to listen to the meditation or participate in the meditation, know that you can always go on to PurposeTalkRadio.com and replay the show and participate in the meditation also, because all of our shows are archived. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing I wanted to
put. Yeah.
Elsewhere.
And, you know, and Cindy, if more people, you know, want me to come back on the show, I hope that they would let you know. And we can, you know, begin some really great discussions and just learn from each other. You know, I don't claim that I know everything. All I claim is I know what I know from my own experiences. You know, and then I know how much I don't know. So there you have it. And it's, as I said, this whole spiritual path is a journey. And we're here to help each other and to learn from each other, not to debate each other, but to learn, you know. And what fits for one person might not fit for another, or what might fit for one person and is shared can enlighten somebody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I loved your image about music, because what it brought to my mind is that every piece of music has a different note. It has, like you said, different spacing, different length, different breath, different everything, a different range, and all of that together, if it were arranged differently, it would be a different song.
That's right.
Those pieces didn't fit together the way they were supposed to, it would have a different sound. It would have a different image. And I think that's the way life is. You know, we have all these different notes around us, and we determine who, what notes we're next to, what we allow in, and what our song is, and what those are around us that might be a different song or a different path. You know, it was just it was just cool image. You know, I think of a piece, look at a piece of music and go, yeah. But each piece has to find its own landing spot, I guess. Just like we,
that's right,
as people need to do that. And we started at the beginning of the show saying that. Everybody has their own purpose, their own destiny, their own reason for being here. We need to find that. We need to heal beyond the past and find that and become it. So I appreciate
you. What's your path? What brings you joy? What, you know, what makes you happy? What makes you sing? What makes you dance? You know, that's what we need to be focusing in on life, not like what makes us miserable, you know?
Right.
We already know what makes us miserable.
Yeah. So, is there anything else about the spiritual healing that you'd like to share with us that I didn't ask you?
Well, you know, spiritual healing is a very deep and a very profound subject, and there's many, many levels to it, you know. But the one thing that I can say is... we always have to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, okay, what's the lesson in this? What, you know, what is it that I need to learn from it? And, you know, we're spiritual beings, and we have spiritual meaning all the time. All the time. And we need to look within ourselves for the answers. You know, yesterday I shared in a Unity Milwaukee that I read something where somebody says that there's a lot of churches that says, oh, there's one God, but there's many paths to God. And this person says, no, there's not. There's only one path to God, and that's within. And I really, really like that. And I think a spiritual healing of any kind, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual, we always have to go within. That's the only thing I'd add.
Right. Well, thank you.
You are so welcome, Cindy, and thank you for having me on the show. And I'm very blessed, and I feel very honored to be able to share and what I know to be true for myself today.
Okay. So, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can go to my website, which is RevPatty.com. So it's RevPatty.com. And they can email me. My phone number is on there. I do some healing work, some mentoring work. And I just love people. And I love working with people because I love to see them transform. And I hope that people do get a hold of me who are more interested in taking their journey, not wider, but deeper within themselves.
Okay. And I know, too,
thank you for asking.
Yeah. I know, too, you have a Vimeo channel and a YouTube channel that I think have some more meditations and some lessons on them also. I think the YouTube channel.
Yes, absolutely.
Rev Patty P. And I think
Rev Patty Pipia. And my last name is spelled P-I-P-I-A. It's like E-I-E-I-O, except for it's P is in bow, I, P is in pretty, I-A. So
okay.
It's Patty Pipia.
And I think they can do the same search on Vimeo, which is some other videos and things for you as well, correct?
Right. Correct.
Great. And, of course, you're on Facebook.
Absolutely. Facebook. Please don't hesitate to call or write. Oh, and that was my dog affirming that for all of you.
There you go. He was very quiet all day. I'm impressed.
And there you go.
So, what is next for Reverend Patty at this point? Do you have any of your own destiny plan out at this point, or what you think you might be looking for?
Well, I'm always willing to work with people, and I am thinking about, doing a radio show as an extension of Purpose Talk Radio on spiritual mastery and how we can work at it and how we can obtain it and how do we, move beyond all this physical stuff, the temporary things of life, and get into the permanent, eternal things of life.
Great. Okay. And yes,
and
that is.
And if people want to know what I'm speaking or talking, they can always go to my website and find that out.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, okay. Is there anything else that we missed today for you?
No, thank you, Cindy. Thank you. I love and appreciate you. And I hope all of your listeners remember that they are greatly loved, that God loves them, unconditionally, and there's no conditions there, and that they just make the time daily to sit down in 3 minutes and just forgive themselves for whatever. They don't have to know what it is. Just forgive yourself. Let the subconscious mind release it.
Exactly.
Have a willingness to forgive, and you'll be amazed at how much better you'll feel as a person.
Okay, excellent. Well, I always try to end before we do the final wrap-up, I like to send people off with an affirmation also for the week of the day. Take
mm-hmm.
that through to the thing. I don't know if there's something that you'd like to share for the affirmation this week.
Sure. The one I like to use is I am healthy, whole, and complete in every way. I am healthy, whole, and complete in every way.
I am happy, whole, and complete in every way. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. It's easy and it sort of just flows.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm not seeing any callers and that's fine. So I'm going to put you back on hold and thank you again for being part of the show. And we'll wrap this up and see where we go from here.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
Yep. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, thank you very much. That was Reverend Patty Pippia, and again, you can find her on Facebook as well as on the internet at RevPattyPippia.com. She'll be happy to talk to you more about spiritual healing or some other mentoring work that she does. As far as Purpose Talk Radio is concerned, you can find out more information about our upcoming guests, our past guests, sponsoring the show, donating to the show, any of those things at PurposeTalkRadio.com. I'd like to tell you our guest next week is Sarah Joy, and she is a coach and a mentor and another woman that is following her pathway, her purpose. And has found that there's some great expansion for her because she is doing that, because she's chosen to do some non-traditional work and yet has found that it has been very fulfilling for her. So I look forward to interviewing Sarah Joy next week on the show. If you'd like to reach me, Cindy Freeman, you can do so at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. If you have a suggestion for guests, or again, would like to sponsor or donate to the show, we'd be happy to do that and work out some information on that as well. Or anything else that you might want to give us as feedback of maybe what you'd like to hear on the show. So again, our affirmation, I am whole, healthy in every way. There was a third one to that. I know Reverend Patty would come back on with that. But you can, we'll post that on the Facebook page as well for you. So one more piece is that our opening and closing theme song is by True Trinity, and they are located at TrueTrinity.com. So having said that, folks, I wish you a very blessed, prosperous, purposeful week, and soul blessings to you all as we close the show. Thank you for listening today, October 7th. 2013.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.